Hey there, welcome to lie number 50. I cannot believe we are already at the end of year one of What's the Truth. You are listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a wife, author, speaker, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Each week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. It's really been a wild ride. And when we first started, I was, am I going to have enough lies? That's what I kept thinking to myself. Is there going to be enough lies to talk about? Am I going to have things to say? So if you've been here from day one, or maybe this is your first day, I just wanted to say thank you for joining me today. We are at, like I said, the end of year one. So that means lie number 50. And at the time of this recording, just to kind of give you an idea, we are at the end of 2021 and going through the whole month of December, getting back to the basics, getting back to the basics of who we are, our identity, and our worth in Christ. So the whole month of December, we're actually going to be going through my Know Your Worth study. Now, it is not released yet, but you can sign up to get on the wait list below. It's coming out in January. And guess what, guys? It's free. It is a four-week study on getting back to the basics of who you are. The title speaks for itself, pretty much, Know Your Worth. Now, I've shared that this is really, it stems off of my first book, Know Your Worth. And I had so many women ask me, can you write a study? Can you write something that I can take to my small group? And this is it. If you've been looking for a study to do by yourself, in a group, or with some ladies and some women, this is it. This is the one that you have been asking for. And I decided to give it to you for absolutely free. Over 13,000 words for all my writers out there, for you to just be able to get back to who we are in Christ. And this whole month, I'm going to be addressing lies, and the lies are from the study. And the way I have the study mapped out is that I address a feeling and then I bring scripture to it. So today's lie is that God doesn't care about me. And I often hear this lie from women in so many different varieties and different forms of that context. And I addressed three other ones this month. So you're going to have to join back. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you get notified. And then on the Truth Talks this month, you're going to be hearing about how to study the Bible. That was something that was really important to me that I wanted to include in this study. So not only do you get a four-week study with questions, scriptures, evaluations, and things to actually go back and forth with in a group, but you also get very tangible steps and tools to be able to get a better understanding of how to study the Bible. Can we just say amen? I know it can feel so overwhelming, and it will probably feel very frustrating at times. I'm just going to encourage you to keep going. I'm here for you, and I pray this resource just blesses you beyond measure. Again, the link is in the show notes below. It's at jessicahoddle.com/knowyourworthstudy with dashes in between. And I'm just excited to get today. So let's go ahead. Why does God care about me? I think that's the question that a lot of us ask. Why does God care? And for us to be able to answer that question, we have to go back to what happened in the beginning. When God created, what happened in the beginning? See, bitterness and resentment were just a few of the emotions that I often felt for more than half my life. I was that girl that basically whatever I felt would dictate how my day was going to go, and that up and down just emotional roller coaster. I would often question, why do I have to go through all of these things that I went through? Because it often caused me to question everything. I began to question who I was, and I didn't even know who I was, sometimes I couldn't even get to that question, right? If we don't even know who we are, getting to that question of asking who we are, or somebody just saying, well, just be who you are, can feel so overwhelming. And what I learned in my healing journey was that who I was doesn't mean it is who I will always be. See, knowing that God is a God of transformation and that I have a transformation in healing through Jesus, now I can begin to change how I view myself and the narrative that I believe about my life. Those feelings that you might feel about just feeling so worthless, or like you're not good enough or not cared for, can easily turn into our view of the Father or the Father's view of me. This transformation is the journey. It's the renewing of your mind. And so just to be clear, salvation isn't just about canceling your debt, okay? Meaning canceling your past sins. And I think we often live as though, okay, well, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Therefore, I know I get into heaven and he took away my sins, but we forget it's a new birth. The old things have passed away. The new has come. See, it's here and it's in the present. It's not what could have been. It's what could be now. See, your Father in heaven knew about you. I love that the Father gave me this visual. Is that, see, the Father knew about you before your parents did, which is why we are going to be beginning to help us understand just how much God cares about every detail of your life. That helps us to understand. It gets back to the core of who we are. When we know that our Father in heaven knew us before our parents did. So when we think about, okay, why does God care about me, you know, in addressing this lie that God doesn't care about you, going back to the beginning, the Bible begins with in the beginning, God. It's a beautiful picture. You know, before anything was created, formed, or spoken into existence, God became our creator. He became the creator of all things, and he became the center of all things. And guess what? Everything that he created, he gets credit for. When we think about God creating, he created you for rest. And the day after he created you, he rested. Think about this for a moment, friends. Adam started his life from a place of rest. That's beautiful. It's beautiful. He created everything, created Adam. He rested. He rested with Adam. Adam did not start this life into work. He started into rest. So now we rest because of the finished work on the cross, and he goes before us. Since God is the creator of all things, that means he determines what is right, pure, good, and true. We see that in scripture. He tells us to think on these things. Therefore, with God being there in the beginning and the only source of life, that means all worth, all meaning, all purpose, all identity, and all value can only be found through him, because nothing else existed. A powerful scripture is from John 1:1-5. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Here's what I want you to lean into in here, is that your worth can only stem from the Father, because there was no one else but him to give you your worth. He was there from the beginning of your life before you were born. He knew you and he thought about you. God is our beautiful creator. See, he formed you, your mother carried you, and your parents loved you. All because in the beginning, God. And I want you to hear me, even if your upbringing wasn't full of love, your love doesn't stem from a place that exists in this world. It exists from a Father who first loved you. Again, he formed you, your mother carried you, and your parents loved you. But your love, the love that you love, how you love, is because the Father first loved. Your love doesn't stem from your parents. It stems from your Father in heaven. But it is being lived out through your parents and other people on this earth. John goes on to tell us in John 1:10-14, he says, "He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and he did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." All of who you are, the root from where your worth comes from, is from God, not from anyone on this earth. The more we can understand that our roots are deeper than any ancestry tree can show up, the less we will become formed by the world, its version of love, and the word spoken. Another thing I want to talk about when it comes to does God care about me was first we addressed in the beginning, and now I want to address this God of order. Now, Can you imagine trying to follow a baking recipe out of order? Full transparency, I am definitely not a baker. However, I love to just throw things together and call it dinner. Anybody else out there? I'm not one to follow recipe or to like wait for things to, you know, rise or, you know, 40 minutes this, 10 minutes that, you know, swirl for 5 minutes. I have just never been a huge fan of baking at this time in my life. But baking requires order. Now, again, if I just make dinner, I want to throw some things together. It doesn't really necessarily require a lot of order. But when you're baking, if you leave out, you know, the baking powder or anything like that, it can cause a dramatic difference. And I think what's important is that there is an order, right? There's an order to how long you stir something, like I just said. But to me, it's important to remember that since God is a God of order, order is what keeps things in place to produce what is needed, right? So if we have this recipe of baking, we think about this, we do things in order so that we get the desired outcome. So order keeps things in place to produce what is needed. God is a God of order. And here's the thing, it's not to chain us up or to keep us in bondage. There is so much intention and purpose with his order of things. We can see this in Deuteronomy 4:29. It says, but if from there you seek the Lord your God, you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. There's order there. There's order to that one piece of scripture. It says, seeking God is our first step. That's it. Seeking God is our first step to do what? To create order in our life. Life can feel really chaotic and messy when we do not seek the Father's heart first with our whole heart. I mean, think about the times where you weren't even thinking about, well, did God call me to do this? Or you run and do something really fast thinking, oh, this will be okay. And you're like, wait, this is the right order. Or I don't know about you, but when I have a lot of errands to run, I strategize of what stores are closest to each other. Does anybody else do this? I know I'm asking all these questions, but I start to like strategize about, okay, this store is close and I'll get this store next, right? Because in our minds, we don't want to waste time and we want to do things in order so that we can not backtrack and double lap and continue to go around in the same circle. And it can just feel messy. God first created order, and we get to follow under that. He always creates with purpose and with intention. See, I often will hear people question, well, why did God create us last then? If we were so important to him and he cared about us so much and he loved us so much, then why would we be created last? But what I love the most is that, again, God is a God of his order and of his creation. You can read through Genesis and it will say, you know, first God said, let there be light. And then it said, let there be firmament in the waters. Let it divide the waters. And then he said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into dry land. Then he said, let the earth bring forth grass. Then he said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens. Let the waters bound with abundance. Now, when we get to the sixth thing God created, basically the sixth and the seventh, we talk about the animals. So let me just break this down. There was light, then there was atmosphere, then dry ground and plants, then it was the sun, the moon, and the stars, then the birds and sea animals, and then the land animals, and then humans. And on the seventh day, there was rest. Okay, God created everything we would ever need before he created us. If I could just even pause, like I want you to think about how much he cares about you to create everything that you would ever need on this earth. Think about it. He didn't hold out on creating you because he didn't care about you. He created you last first so that you could enter in this world into rest, and second so that you had everything you ever needed. We had the sun, we had the moon, we had sea animals, we had birds, we had land animals. He had everything he ever needed is what Adam had. Let's reframe this narrative that God doesn't care about us. When we go back to the beginning, we see the order, we see the creation, we see how much he cares, how much thought he put into this, how everything was created for you. Everything was created for you. I mean, what food would he have had? How would he be able to, you know, land his feet if he didn't have dry land? He created us last to show us all the things he created for us. That's a really beautiful picture. Think about that. He created us last so that he could show us all the things he created for us. God did not bring us into this world so that we could have nothing. He brought us into this world so that we could have an abundant life. We were his prize. We're made in his image. And after creating us in his image, I love to think in that beautiful picture that he rested to spend the next day with us. A kind father, a tender father with a love who rested. Why? Because you are important enough. Friend, he is leading you into rest and being the first to lead by example. Here's what I want you to remember, your kind of know your worth reminder as we begin to wrap up this lie, is that whoever is the creator gets the say in the way their masterpiece should be, right? So me writing this study to you, I get to create and think about the design of the cover, how I want the layout to be, because I am the creator of this study. God is the creator of you. You know what's beautiful about that is that he looked at you and he looked at me and he said, I see something different in each of you. And each of you are so uniquely gifted. And I love you so much. And I created you with purpose and on purpose and with so much intention. See, no one else gets to dictate how I think the study should be. And nobody else gets to dictate who they think you should be. Here's another sweet reminder, is that the boundaries that are set before us are for our freedom and protection. Boundaries are not here to keep us locked up. And I know so many of us feel that way. We think if we have boundaries, then that's just more restriction. And it's not. That's not the case. I have heard it said this way. If God was, then everything he declares is. That means the universe and everything in it must be seen and understood in a certain way, God's way. Friend, he is the origin. He's the creator and the one who designed you. Again, beautiful picture is that he formed you, your mother carried you, and your parents loved you. You were God's child before you were ever your parents' child. I'm going to share some of the study questions or discussion questions. Again, be sure to head to the show notes, sign up to get on the wait list. It's coming to you, I promise, in January. I'm so excited for you to get it in this hand so you can answer these questions, but I'm just going to ask you two questions today that are part of the study, and there's many more. Number one, do you find the word not being enough for you to believe that God cares about the details of your life and you as a person? And the second question, why do you find yourself questioning if God cares? I don't know about you, but I'm getting excited. There are so many more thought-provoking questions to get you thinking. I created this podcast, you've heard me say it many times, is that to challenge the way you think, to change the way you live. If we challenge these narratives that we believe about God, it will change our life. I can promise you, because his word promises change, transformation, redemption, restoration, reconciliation, all the things that bring wholeness and healing. So for the rest of the month, you're going to learn about Bible study. You're going to learn about lies like God doesn't love me and God's disappointed in me and I don't feel good enough for God. Woo. I'm just so honored to be able to write this for you. So once again, head to the show notes, sign up, get on the wait list, and I'll send it out to you in the new year as soon as it releases, and it's free. It's just a gift from me to you. And if you're wondering if you have to buy Know Your Worth, my first book, that is totally up to you. You can do them together or you can do them separate. I created them to it to be an independent study, but many women have been wanting to read Know Your Worth alongside of a study. And I think this goes perfectly with it. Thanks for tuning in with me today. Thank you for being here. And if you haven't yet, thank you for taking the time to leave a review and a rating. It means so much. And until next week, I'll talk to you soon. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.